back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. First, the trivia. I did have the joy of walking again today. Went to the store, and one of the things I realized on the walk back was that in the past 5 days, I've done 30 miles, 31 miles. And that pleases me. So, that's a pretty good distance for a young guy. And I'm on the older end of a young guy. So I was pleased about that. But one of the things that I did the video today for the family, then one of the things because I thought about what I did about me, when I said some of the issues about me, and one of the things that I thought about after I did it was I talked about the things that really bothered me, but my assumption is people look at me and say, well, the problem is you don't provide enough money to your family. And I'm sorry, that's bogus. And I try to explain a little bit about that some more, maybe. I don't know, maybe I wasn't as clear as I should have been, but it's there, and it'll be out in a bit because obviously it has to be rendered. But the thing that happened on the way back from my walk today, I found joy in it because I stopped at my friends, Lynn and Gary, was there for maybe a half hour. But one of the things that they did, Gary handed me an article that he ripped out of a magazine because he said, I think you'd be interested in this. Because there's an article talking about where a lot of cocoa comes from and where it comes from in the form of slave labor. Because I've talked to him about that. And one of the joys I find is that people know me for a variety of things. One, I'm the guy that walks like crazy. He walks, and he walks fast, and he walks all over the place. But also, he's the guy who is emphatic about not using slave labor. That's why I don't buy Nestle's, Hershey's, or Mars chocolate. Even though I like my chocolate. But that brought me joy. That's the reputation I want to have. I don't want to have a reputation that he drives a nice car. He's got a lot of money. He lives in a big house, but he practices what he preaches. I like that reputation. I want that. I covet that. But the one other thing that you may or may not be interested in knowing is that I cheated. I will admit it now. I cheated. I did Susanna's birthday video, the raw version of it. I haven't rendered it, but I recorded her birthday video today, a day early. So I'll send it tomorrow, but I don't feel embarrassed that I did it a day early. Because what I did is I did the mandatory happy birthday song. And then I walked down the driveway carrying the camera, and I showed where I stuck an envelope in the mailbox. And when I returned, it's gone. So there's an envelope, a padded envelope on the way to Susanna, about the same size as the padded envelope that was sent to George. So you're being forewarned. Obviously, I know you're not going to get this voicemail. You won't listen to it. But you're being forewarned. Susanna has an envelope coming in to the mail to her, which I hope will arrive tomorrow. The card from Dad Mark Cards. You know, and I'm not the only one that does this. When I visited Lynn and Gary, she's also a very good artist. She drew a card for a friend of her daughter who was in prison. Her daughter's also in prison. But this friend doesn't get any mail. So she made a very nice, very pretty picture. I saw the picture. It was pretty. She's very good with colors. And sent that. Well, you know, and she you know, so she does the on the back of the card. I'm sorry, it's getting ridiculously long. On the back of the card, she wrote, U.S. $5, Canada $6. You know, just because that's what, you know, if you, anyway. So she like me does the hand done cards, because obviously I don't buy cards anymore. I do it all by hand. Yeah, it lacks the art, but still. And this is because of what I did when I did the video on Mother's Day and the history of that. But the other thing is, in the envelope, it's a padded envelope, has two DVDs. So this is your warning. You're going to have to make sure that Susanna doesn't get a hold of it and doesn't watch it. Because if she does, she might find out that her dad is a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and has been trying to reconcile his family for years. So if you want to keep her from that, you're being warned. The disc is in the mail. It should be at the box tomorrow. Although, there is the other option. I love you, Dorothy Jane.